Well, good morning, everyone. I'm coming to you today from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it was 5 below 0 this morning, so it's nice and cold, but warm inside. My name is Joyce Hennis, and I'll tell you a little story about my life. I was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, in 1954. At that time, my father was a professor of philosophy at the University of Utah, with a PhD in philosophy from the University of Chicago. My mother graduated from the University of Chicago and was an English teacher. However, now she worked at home, taking care of my two older brothers, my sister, and me. I was the youngest child. When my dad switched careers to work for Systems Development Corporation, our family moved from Salt Lake City to Los Angeles, California. We were in Los Angeles for a short time when my dad received a Fulbright scholarship to teach at the University of Leeds, and we moved to Horsforth, England, which is a suburb of Leeds, for a year. We traveled to England and back again by boat. We also visited France when we were there. I was about 5 years old when we returned to California, and I had a Cockney accent, which I quickly lost. About 2 years later, we moved to Falls Church, Virginia. We lived in the Lake Barcroft neighborhood, and I grew up spending much of my time swimming, canoeing, and sailing in the lake. I remember the honeysuckle, the cherry blossoms, and the dogwood trees blooming in the spring, and the summers would be so hot and humid, I felt like I was swimming in the air. My parents were basically agnostic, so I received no religious training or indoctrination. I read about Thoreau and Emerson in high school, which introduced me to the idea that God could be found in nature. I also started taking yoga classes and became a vegetarian, and I was reading about Eastern religions and Alan Watts and Hermann Hesse and others. Then I decided to join the hippie movement and hitchhike to California. From there, I went to Maui, where I lived on the beach as a minimalist. I had very few belongings. I ate rice and lentils cooked over a fire, foraged for fruit, and was seeking a spiritual path. That's where I met my future husband, Alejandro. One day, someone I knew on the beach lent me their treasured book, Unveiled Mysteries. I read it with great excitement, and one of the sentences in it read, "When the student is ready, the teacher will appear." I remember thinking, "I'm ready. I'm ready for my teacher to appear." Alejandro decided he was going to leave Maui to go to South America to search for the Valley of the Blue Moon mentioned in the book Secret of the Andes. I stayed on Maui. I had a strong feeling that I had to stay there. I stayed on Maui and shortly after attended a lecture given by Mark and Elizabeth Prophet, who were the messengers for the Ascended Master Movement called the Summit Lighthouse. Elizabeth talked about the seven rays, chakras, and the Ascended Masters, and invited me to come to Colorado Springs for their June 1972 conference. I felt I had found the teacher I was seeking and determined that I would be there. I was 18 years old when I arrived at the conference in my overalls and bare feet. After the conference, I joined staff and worked at the Four Winds Natural Food Restaurant, which Mark Prophet had newly opened in downtown Colorado Springs. It also had a small Ascended Master reading room, and he saw the restaurant as a way to feed people's bodies and their souls. Meanwhile, I had written to Alejandro at his father's home in Mexico City and told him that I had found my teacher. He got the letter and came to visit and see for himself. He decided to stay and worked at jobs around town until he was invited to serve on the Summit Lighthouse staff. We both wound up as cooks at the Four Winds, and so we worked together every day. In February 1973, Mark Prophet died, made his ascension, and took the Ascended Master name of Lanello. From then on, Elizabeth Prophet, referred to as staff members by mother, was the sole messenger for the activity and took over the management of the organization. I was sent to the first Ascended Master University class held in Santa Barbara, California, which was sponsored by El Morya. While I was in Santa Barbara, Mother dropped a few hints to Alejandro about me, and when I returned to Colorado, we asked her if we could get married. That was part of the Summit Lighthouse Mystery School experience. We received the Master's input through Mother on things like marriage, children, staff conduct, etc. So she told us we had harmonious soul patterns and offered to marry us. Mother conducted the ceremony September 1st, 1974, which included one other staff couple, at the headquarters at La Terrelle in Colorado Springs. We continued to serve on staff for 14 years, and I could write a book about all my experiences during that time. In fact, one of these days, I think I will. In 1976, I had my first child, and then we moved with the Summit Lighthouse to Pasadena, California, where I had my second child in 1978. The children were named by the masters, Genevieve Fabiola and Bernadette Judith. Then we moved with headquarters to a beautiful campus in the hills in Malibu. There we co-created an entire Ascended Master community named Camelot, with a Montessori school, cafeteria, and departments for graphic arts, printing, computers, marketing, and shipping. I worked in the Montessori school, in mail processing with David Lewis, and in a few other departments. Alejandro worked in accounting, was Mother Chef, and was the department head for Summit University Press. He also did a number of odd jobs in the area to supplement our very small staff salary. Hundreds of young people came to work on staff or to live nearby in the community so they could volunteer and attend services. What a life that was to work, have a family, and live in Camelot, a modern-day mystery school where we were initiated by the masters on a daily and hourly basis. I had my third child during the Camelot years, and she was named Therese Allison. So far, my children were given the names of three French saints. When I had my fourth child, the dispensation of the masters naming babies was over, and we had to come up with a name ourselves. We picked my maiden name for his first name, naming him Kent Alistair. At this time, the dream of Camelot was coming to an end. The Malibu campus was being packed up, and headquarters was moving to a ranch in Paradise Valley, Montana. My husband, our four children, and I moved to a Summit Lighthouse Teaching Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We stayed there for a few months until we found a rental house in Richfield, Minnesota. My husband, with the help of the Masters and Angels, found a job working for a big publishing company based in New York. He was the Midwest sales representative. I worked at a number of temporary jobs around the city. We managed to make ends meet with the four children, and after 5 years, were able to buy a house in Bloomington, where we are living now. I continue to serve in the Minneapolis Teaching Center as a board member and in the Sunday school program. In 1997, we had our fifth child, and in keeping with the French saint tradition, we named her Isabel Grace. During this time, we found out that mother had Alzheimer's disease, and I mourned the loss of my messenger and the breaking down of the community. In January 2005, I heard rumors that David Lewis was claiming to be a messenger, and I called him up to find out what the story was. He sent me 33 dictations he had received from Lonello, and I read them, and sure enough, I recognized them as the Lonello that I had known and loved. Since the Summit Lighthouse did not desire its members to be affiliated with the new movement, I resigned from that activity and transitioned with great enthusiasm to my new association with the Heart Center. I started out attending conferences, then assisting with summer conferences, then I served on the council, and now I am working on the Heart Center staff as an events team leader and administrator for the Holy Order of the Knights and Ladies of the Flame. I consider myself a career initiate of the Ascended Masters. I loved working on the staff of the Summit Lighthouse because I felt I was serving the Masters with my entire being. When I left the staff to move to Minneapolis, there was a part of me that felt unfulfilled, and then when the messenger retired, I wondered in my heart, wasn't there anyone in the large community of disciples that was suitable to be a messenger to carry on the tradition? I felt as if I had been abandoned. Then came another Ascended Master dispensation, thanks to our beloved El Moria and others who were willing to sponsor it from the etheric realms. I had a second opportunity to serve on the staff of an Ascended Master activity, and now I am feeling so happy and fulfilled. The initiations are still difficult at times. However, what an inner satisfaction comes from co-creating the dream of the Golden Crystal Age with other initiates and working to pass my tests. And what a joy it is to commune with the Masters daily and to have their guidance and direction as I work for them. I am so grateful that I found my teacher when I was only 18 years old and that I was given the opportunity to serve the Ascended Masters during my lifetime. And I feel like my real life is just beginning. So, that's my bio.
In quite a nutshell, I'd say.
In a nutshell.
Well, we have a few minutes left, Joyce, with our time here, and I would love to hear a story about Mark Prophet, as you were one of the wonderful, grateful ones who was able to be with him during his lifetime.
Well, let me think. I was walking down the hall one day and ran into Mark, and he said to me, good things come in small packages.
Because Joyce is a bit short. That's why.
Yeah, that was funny. I don't know. Do we want to hear it? I've told this story before, the story of when Mark met my husband.
Oh, tell us again. Love to hear it. Story? Yeah, okay. Tell us.
It's kind of funny. So my husband arrived at La Tourelle in long hair, beard, a silk shirt with this big red apple on it, big white bell-bottom pants. And he meets Mark. And Mark is wearing a cowboy hat and this kind of net shirt. So Alejandro's thinking, oh, my gosh, the messenger is a cowboy. And of course, Mark was looking at him and going, you know, boy, this is an interesting looking hippie. And so then he just looks at him. Mark looks at Alejandro and goes, well, really doesn't matter what we look like, does it? So he goes, he's reading my mind. So that was kind of a cute story.
Oh, that is cute. I heard of another story that was similar about when Mark appeared in some particular costume that someone had been thinking about in the audience. And it just shows he's so tuned in to each one of us.
Yes.
Any stories about Mother? You talked about your initiatic path. And one of the things we like to hear about in these interviews is a little bit about the spiritualness, although it certainly has come through in your entire story, Joy. So there's one other little story you might think of.
Well, I could tell the story of when Mark passed on, which was, of course, very intense for Mother. And she had four children at the time, including a young, very young child. And everyone was very grief-stricken. This just shows her strength. She gave his entire memorial service. And then after the memorial service, she blessed every single staff member individually, stood there and blessed every single staff member individually. In fact, they were recorded, these blessings, and I still have mine on a cassette. Remember cassettes?
Oh, yes.
I still have mine on a cassette. Yes, she blessed us all individually. And just to think that she had the strength to do all that so soon after his passing, I just thought that was a testimonial. And then the next conference, we had a conference in the summer. We called it the Land of Lanello. You might have been there, Kathleen. She gave at least 30 dictations, I think, through the entire thing. Many, many dictations. And just kept rolling with her mantle for the masters in spite of all the burdens and the new things that she had to take on with the management of the organization. So it was all very interesting and amazing.
Wow. Well, thank you, Joyce, for sharing. My husband, Robert, was there at the Land of Lanello, and he also has his cassette tape of that blessing that Mother gave.
He does. Oh, yes. Robert, we'll have to listen to them together one of these days.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you, Joyce. Thank you so much for sharing. And we're so happy you're here with us at the Heart Center. And it is a fun path. So you've shown us that.
It is a fun path. Very much so. And we're all cheerfully optimistic.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, thanks, Joyce. Thanks so much for
being with us today.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.